Well, I think it's only fair that these sanctions be lifted, because the rationale for them, which was not correct to begin with, has now found to be totally untenable. And it's not only Eritrea that is seeking the lifting of the sanctions, but many members of the Security Council also favor it. But we'll see what will happen, as the United States still remains adamant in maintaining sanctions against Eritrea.
Which other members of the Security Council are supporting Eritrea's quest to have the sanctions removed?
Well, I think the majority members have that position. South Africa, which has been part of the Security Council for the past 2 years, and which has been following very closely this particular issue, has this point of view. China, Russia have expressed themselves a number of times. But it's not only those countries. The majority of members of the Security Council also believe that the time has come to lift these sanctions.
We had reports that there seemed to be human trafficking in Eritrea. What is your government position on this criticism?
Well, it was very unfortunate that President Obama sought to accuse Eritrea of human trafficking, when, in fact, Eritrea is a victim of human trafficking. For a number of years now, certain people in the U.S. administration have felt that one way that they could weaken Eritrea would be by encouraging Eritrean youth to leave the country in larger numbers. And WikiLeaks documents, the cables there, clearly show that this has been an objective of the United States for some time. And so we find ourselves to be victims. Eritreans are enticed to leave the country illegally, go to neighboring countries, and from there, they're air transported to a number of countries, including the United States. So we're victims of human trafficking, and we hope that this reality is accepted, recognized, and that the efforts to lure Eritreans out of their country stopped.
Well, there are suggestions that if the country is prosperous and moving forward as the country claims it is, then no other country on earth can lure the people out and turn the people against you.
Well, the present realities of the world, African countries, the people in developing countries, there's still a big gap with the opportunities and the economic situations in Europe and the United States. You find a number of Africans leaving their countries to try to find better opportunities in these countries. So there are economic reasons for it. Eritrea is still not a prosperous country. It's a developing country. We have had a few years of a difficult economic situation. There is a change now. Eritrea has entered a period of sustained growth. So I think over the next few years, we'll see the end of this process. And in fact, we hope to see a reverse process, which is Eritreans going back to their country.
What should Eritreans who have never been to the country, or let me put it this way, on the regional stage, neighboring Somalia seem to be making steps towards democratic reforms and towards stabilization. What role is Eritrea playing to bolster security and good neighborliness in the region?
Well, we're supportive of these latest developments in Somalia. We think it's a positive development. We hope that the political process can be even broadened even further. We hope that Somaliland can be part of this political process in Somalia, because this process cannot be complete without the participation of Somaliland in the process. But what Eritrea says is that this government needs to be given the space and the margin to decide for Somalia. We cannot claim to support these positive developments and this new government in Somalia, and then decide on behalf of Somalia or marginalize or undermine the government. So this is our position, and we continue to interact with all the countries in the region. And the developments in Eritrea itself, the fact that Eritrea is concentrating on building infrastructure that would link it with its neighbors and promote regional integration in the Horn of Africa, I think is part of the strategy that Eritrea is pursuing.